Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national and Twin City Native events and all over Turtle Island. As you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post, located at 700 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis on the first floor of the Dayton's building. We support Native American artists. And happy birthday to Robert Pilot.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, say it's my birthday.
That's right.
Hey, well, that was Little Beatles. Yeah. So it's been a good birthday. We're going to have a good after party here. Our daughters are coming over, and hopefully we have some presents and candy for me. Mm-hmm. But start out the show on a somber note, of course, Wendy and Gina with, again, the school shooting. And, you know, the first things Republicans want to do is arm the teachers. And me being a former teacher, you guys... I wouldn't trust some of those teachers with guns.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a horrible thing. It's really, it's 10 days later. I think that we're all numb. We're getting used to this, and this is not something that we need to get used to. Like Matt McNeil said, you know, the politicians love to get that money from the NRA, and that's why they support the NRA. They have lots and lots of money and lots of lobbying power, and this is why we don't have gun reform here in the United States, and it's really pretty sad. And when is it going to be enough is enough? When is enough going to be enough? I don't understand.
Right. And all these other countries across the world are looking at us like... Yeah. Wow.
We're crazy.
Yeah. We are crazy.
It's really bad. So, it's really, yeah, I don't know.
You know, put a little damper on my birthday. It's sad because I am a former teacher, and one of the teachers were killed too. Yeah. And so, when are we going to ever, like you said, when's enough enough?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I appreciate everyone saying, wow, Michael knows it's my 61st birthday. I see that. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought I was going to see 59 again. But hey, so let's get moving with the show. Mm-hmm. And let's get with Gina. And Gina is here, and we really appreciate her giving us an overview, listening to news that you don't hear anywhere else on the radio. So welcome, Gina Peltier.
Hey, bonjour, everyone. Gina Peltier, Indigenakash, Makadewa Makwa Ndudum, Anishinaabe, Indigenakash, Mikanakwaji, and Niniwa. Gina Peltier here. I am Black Bear Clan, and I am from the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. Anishinaabe here. And Robert, happy birthday. I'm so glad you were born. And, you know, so glad you were born because you give us so many opportunities and you're here with us in this fight. And thank you so much for all you do. Really, I appreciate you so much. And thanks for giving me a voice.
Yeah, thank you.
So I got some more somber stuff to talk about. And so, you know, tomorrow marks the 2 years since the murder of George Floyd. Body camera footage released in August of 2020 showed that Derek Chauvin kneeled on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. And I just want to share some statistics with you guys just to give you a clear overview of what's really going on here in the United States. So in 2020, there were 1,021 fatal shootings committed by police. And then also in 2020, there were 264 police officers who died in the United States. 145 of those deaths were from COVID. So wow. More than half of the officers we lost in 2020 was from COVID.
Wow.
So, and then COVID was again the leading cause of death for law enforcement last year. So, you know, maybe Back the Blue should be more concerned about COVID than killing BIPOC and Indigenous. And then Black men are 2.5 times more likely to be killed by law enforcement. And then, of course, we all know that Indigenous women are 10 times more likely to end up missing and murdered because law enforcement promotes the genocide and they don't care to work towards ending that violence. And as we've seen today, there's just more violence being spread across Turtle Island. You know, the purpose of law enforcement is to protect communities and hold individuals accountable and ensure justice. Police officers are supposed to protect us from any dangerous element in our lives. Instead, they are the dangerous element in most of our lives. We saw firsthand with Standing Rock and with the battle to stop Line 3 that law enforcement do not care about citizens. They care about rich white men making obscene amounts of money, and those rich white men's property. Our own law enforcement helped a foreign corporation destroy their own land and water. Being a police officer is a choice. You know, being Black or Indigenous is not, although I do prefer being Indigenous. But that's just my opinion. And, you know, we've seen time and time again throughout history, and there are so many examples that there are racist law enforcement that have and continue to abuse and murder without consequence. You know, remember that one time that teenage boy shooting up, what was it, a church, I think? And then law enforcement treated that boy to, what was it, Burger King afterwards? Yeah. But then again, here you see George Floyd being killed for what? A possible fake $20 bill.
Right.
So law enforcement, they are supposed to be the leaders in our communities, and it is up to them to lead the way on how the community will act. So if your law enforcement are violent, you will have a violent community. Law enforcement should not be violently attacking citizens, you know, like we saw with that one officer who violently pushed over that old man, causing him to have like a brain bleeding and stuff like that. And he was just standing there.
Yeah.
Most definitely that law officer was not held accountable. Law enforcement should not be abusing their power to inflict pain onto others, and they should not be making unlawful arrests, and they should not be killing. So who is holding our law enforcement accountable for their unjust actions? On May 30th of 2020, we saw many rallies for peace, and we saw law enforcement respond violently to those cries for peace. Law enforcement has a history in this country of violence and abusing their power. You know, I was ran over by that Bemidji police officer at a May 30th George Floyd rally, and an Indigenous child and a Black man were also hit in the same assault. And that officer does not care that he inflicted lifelong pain. And the mayor at that time thanked law enforcement for attempting to murder us. So it's not just our law enforcement, but it's also our elected officials who condone violence. Mm-hmm. I saw a video of law enforcement in Fargo, North Dakota, and all over Turtle Island shooting rubber bullets and pepper spray, not only at citizens, but also at media as well. So how many examples do we have of law enforcement violating citizens' rights, including judges? You know, how long has Leonard Peltier been locked up when there is clear evidence that clears him? You know, the system is not working, and we need to change the system. So tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., there is a Justice for George Floyd event happening at the Minnesota Governor's residence. And then also tomorrow in Bemidji, Minnesota, at 4:30, there is a Say Their Name event at the Pollen Bay waterfront. And for being such a small city, you know, Bemidji, they've had many killed by Bemidji law enforcement and their County Beltrami Sheriff's Department, and, you know, especially in their jails. So, you know, we had Hardell Sherrell, who died in Beltrami County Jail for law enforcement neglecting to give him medical care. So, you know, and then speaking of our media too, you guys, thank you guys so much. We know how dangerous it is for media and for people to be speaking their minds. So again, Robert and Wendy and Ogma, thank you guys so much for allowing me to speak on this issue and for giving people the truth.
That's right. Hey, there's some good cops out there, but if you're not speaking up and throwing your other officer, you're just as guilty as they are. We're going to be right back with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake on My Birthday.
Stay awake.